Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
In the exact words of a Protestant apologist, a Protestant controversialist by the name of Dr. W. Robert Godfrey. This is how he explains Sola Scriptura. Quote, "The Protestant position and my position is that all things necessary for salvation and concerning faith and life are taught in the Bible clearly enough for the ordinary believer to find it there and understand." One more time. "The Protestant position and my position is that all things necessary for salvation and concerning faith and life are taught in the Bible clearly enough for the ordinary believer to find it there and understand." That's a pretty good articulation of the Protestant doctrine. And of course, it is exactly what the Catholic Church disagrees with and has condemned as heresy. So as can be seen here, the Protestant denies both the divine character of any extra-biblical tradition, that is to say oral tradition, and the authority of the church, any church, but especially the Catholic Church, to interpret Holy Scripture. So Sola Scriptura, or the Bible only, provides a quick path from Catholicism into either schism and or heresy. One common Protestant objection to Catholicism is that Catholic doctrines concerning purgatory, the Mass, the priesthood, the Virgin Mary, the papacy, etc., 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 are the doctrines and commandments of men of the type that are condemned by our Lord in Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, since they are not found explicitly in the Bible. In opposition to Catholic doctrine, which contains all of these, quote, human inventions, end quote, the Protestant holds up a pure Christianity, one that's true to the Bible. If this objection can be removed, then the Protestant's stated reason for not being a Catholic can also be removed. Of course, most Protestants don't really believe in Sola Scriptura anymore, not as the original guys did, but you do have a large group of American evangelicals who are still sort of stalwarts for the Sola Scriptura doctrine. And of course, Protestantism is such that from one individual to another, one can believe really what he wants. You will have various sects or denominations that have their own statements of faith, their own creeds, or whatever they call them. Statement of faith, I think, is a common thing for a lot of them. And you know, that's generally what everybody's supposed to adhere to. But for the most part, each Protestant sort of is his own pope. Now, I'm going to use Scripture as my main source for this. And of course, it's not hypocritical for a Catholic who says Scripture isn't the only source for revelation to use Scripture as his only or main source to disprove this doctrine, simply because I'm not setting out so much to prove all Catholic doctrines as I am setting out to prove to Protestants who believe in Sola Scriptura that Sola Scriptura falls on its own very criteria. Huh? It falls on its own principles. So if it can be disproved from the Bible, it can be disproved from an authority that Protestants themselves accept. So what I want to begin is sort of in the beginning of the Bible, although not actually in the Bible itself. I want to begin in the table of contents. So if you got a Bible, you know, open it up and look at the table of contents. The Bible has, according to Protestants, 66 books. Now, of course, we don't have time to get into the subject of the Deuterocanonicals, those books of the Old Testament that Protestants contest as being validly part of the canon of the Scriptures. Suffice it to say that, yes, we disagree on that point. Of course, the New Testament that Protestants and Catholics have is identical as far as the canon goes, the list of books that are in it. But let's just take the Protestant table of contents, as it were, in a King James Version Bible.